Manu Patra alerts dated the 21st of February 2019. Supreme Court has passed a slew of directions for improving conditions of subordinate judiciary in states and asked central government to ensure that necessary steps are taken so that requisite funds are made available to state for construction of court halls, residential units, etc. Karnataka High Court has clarified that no objection certificate from counsel holding vacalath is necessary for a new counsel to enter appearance in case, if previous counsel has not been discharged from case. Kerala High Court has held that educational officers under Kerala Education Act and rules made thereunder have no disciplinary control over teachers in schools affiliated to CBSE. Supreme Court has set aside an order of Uttarakhand High Court that directed for establishment of a permanent bench of armed forces tribunal in the state of Uttarakhand. Supreme Court has struck down Rule 5A of Bihar Civil Service, Judicial Branch, Recruitment, Rules 1995, as per which only 10% of the candidates who appear in the preliminary examination will be selected for mains. Supreme Court has said that even after 4 months of imposing a ban on polluting and high decibel crackers, the alternate green crackers are yet to be manufactured in country and manufacturers do not even have a clue regarding its chemical composition. Supreme Court has observed that merely because inquest number is mentioned in first information report, it does not affect the prosecution case nor does it affect the credibility of the eyewitnesses. Delhi High Court has slapped a cost of 15,000 rupees on an applicant for filing a frivolous appeal and directed to deposit cost with website www.bihiratkavir.gov.in as a donation towards martyr's skin. Delhi High Court has asked the Delhi government to consider providing at least 10% of total beds with ventilator facilities in all its hospitals. Supreme Court has ordered eviction of more than 10 lakh scheduled tribes and other traditional forest dwellers after their claims on forest lands were rejected in a case pending for a few years. Delhi High Court has directed Delhi government to consider former Haryana Chief Minister O.P. Chautala's plea seeking his release from Tihar Central Jail under the special remission granted to males above 60 years. Delhi High Court has directed Central Board of Secondary Education and Delhi University to work out a way to help a transgender student who is seeking change of name and gender, from male to female, in education records. Bombay High Court has stayed a 2017 order of a special court that permitted the use of photocopied statements of witnesses and confessions of accused as secondary evidence in the 2008 Malegaon blast case. Bombay High Court has taken note of trend of minor rape victims turning hostile and observed mostly culprit is a relative so child is forced to forget horrific incident and said that if a child turns hostile, it is up to the court to decide if she has actually turned hostile or not. Madras High Court has sought response of External Affairs Ministry on steps it has taken to find missing Indian sailors in Russian waters. Madras High Court has taken note that courts cannot intervene with administrative transfers particularly in uniformed services and said that transfers are not punishment but incidental to service. Kerala High Court has observed that no specific provision is available in any statute to deal with procedure for appointment of guardian to a victim lying in comatose state and issued guidelines to deal with procedure for appointment of guardian to a patient lying in comatose state.